This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, team. How are we today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. We've had some technical difficulties in here this morning, and this is why we don't get paid the big tech bucks. We've got monitors everywhere.
And we didn't fix any of the problems.
We tried.
Freebo's got the drill.
I literally removed, I think, the wrong monitor.
Too much for this early in the morning, yeah. I say. No good. Anyway, Meg, day number four. How are you feeling today?
Well, my headphones aren't even plugged in at the moment, so we're having that kind of morning. Here we go.
I feel like we're in some kind of Le Mans relay situation here.
Hold on, I might be able to hear you in a minute. Hold on. There we go.
It's all happening.
It is indeed. Hey, let's get into it. Lads versus Lasses is up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Meg, prizes. What are we talking today?
$50 voucher for...
Yes, Sweet Delights.
I don't have my iPad because I was running from the other studio.
Lads are winning today. 57 gold stars. Lasses, 53. We are streaking ahead.
I know. It feels good to be a winner, really.
Yeah, if you want to play 131009, we'll take your calls after. Meg's favourite artist, actually.
Oh.
Who is it, Meg? Who?
Guy Sebastian,
yes. Love on display right now at New FM. 6 past 6. Good morning. 8 past 6 at New FM with The Novos. It's time for Lads versus Lasses right now. Some lines are still open. 131009. We need one guy, one girl this morning playing for a $50 voucher for...
Sweet Delights.
Picnics is open for takeaway during lockdown. Beautiful coffee, delicious eats, and COVID-safe. 62 Glebe Road, The Junction, or find them on Instagram at Sweet Delights Picnics. All right. Ladies,
we're 53.
53. I can't read the handwriting. 53-57. I think it's time we get a winner this week.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
New FM and The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, it is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game, 57-53. Let's meet our first player this morning. Good morning, UFM. Who's this?
Steve. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Really good. Thanks for joining us for Lads vs. Lasses. Very simple, of course. All you need to do is get more questions right than the lass this morning. And if you are a lass and want to play, this is your chance still. We've got a line open, 131009. Let's get into your questions. First one for you, Steve. Stiletto, mountain peak, and almond are all various shapes of what part of the body?
Foot.
No, it's fingernails.
Not quite. nearly. All right. Question number two for you. Which singer is currently engaged to Orlando Bloom? And this is multiple choice. Is it A, Taylor Swift, B, Katy Perry, or C, Rita Ora?
Katy Perry.
Yes, well done.
Good stuff, man.
Didn't they last year? They did.
What was her name?
That's an extra point if you can get that question right, because I don't even know
it
that.
It was Daisy or something like
Daisy,
that.
Daisy, yeah. I think it might be Daisy.
All right, question number three. Which birthstone is associated with the month of April?
Topaz.
Good guess, but
diamond.
Not a really great guess. I mean, just from the confidence I wanted to give it to you.
Confident guess one.
I love that.
We still need a lass. You've got 5 seconds to call 131009. Otherwise, Steve walks away with the $50 voucher from Sweet Delights Picnics at the Junction. They're open now. COVID safe. Check them out on Instagram, Sweet Delights Picnics. No, we are going to give it to Steve.
Well done, man.
Well done, Steve.
How good was that? Easy as that.
Good stuff, man. Hold the line for us. Thank you for playing this morning. Up next, guys, I want to talk about a saga I've yet to mention on the show up until this point. Story went viral a couple of weeks ago about a man over in Oxford, England, who's a Brad Pitt lookalike. Now, this is his professional job.
Right, that's pretty... Like, if you're a lookalike, that's actually kind of a common thing. You do gigs at parties and stuff like that, right?
His name is Nathan Meads. He's a single dad, and he does this all the time. He's making a mint at the moment. I sent him an interview request just for a laugh for the show a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It came back. His manager got involved and it all turned very serious. I've got more details on what's happened now. The Brad Pitt lookalike is begging to come back on our show.
Excellent.
And why wouldn't he?
I know. Next to New FM at 12 past 6. Good morning. Lenovo's. Meatloaf. Remember his AFL Grand Final performance? Wasn't that a treat?
That was iconic. Iconic.
Iconically bad.
The most famous thing he's done, I reckon, now.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about this Brad Pitt lookalike that I've been dealing with. I'm trying to get him on the show, actually. I contacted his management, right, because as these, like, overseas viral, you know, for a second stars do, they, like, sign up management companies.
Yeah, just to try and maximise their minute of fame.
They become massive divas. Let me tell you about this guy. So he does look like Brad Pitt.
Very similar. I'm talking, if the two were in a room, his, you know, Brad Pitt's wife might struggle to recognise which one's which.
He's a single dad. Brad Pitt's no longer married, I don't
know. Oh, that's true.
His name is Nathan Meads, 35. He was working in construction, but of course, because of the resemblance, he is making so-called bank from looking like Brad Pitt. I'm going to show you a picture. Hey. Meg, I've showed you this picture yesterday.
You did yesterday, and I think, for me, he looks like a cross between Brad Pitt and Kevin Bacon.
I can see both. Hey, do you know what? Great for extra money for
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Diversify his business.
Exactly. That's
Kevin
true.
Kevin Bacon or Brad Pitt today?
Take your pick. It doesn't matter.
It must be depending on how he styles his hair as to which one he actually looks like that day.
Brad Pitt's more built, I think, as well. This guy's a little bit like...
He's in pretty good shape, though.
I thought, interesting chat on the show, and, like, I thought I could prank somebody with, like,
do a video call or something with him.
Right?
Look who I've got. Oh, my God, it's Brad Pitt.
So I've hit Nathan up directly on his Instagram. I'm like, hi, Nathan. I host a radio show in Newcastle, Australia, and would love to get you on our show for a chat. We can do a telephone or Zoom interview. Would you be interested? The Novos. No reply. And then I get an email from the manager. Not happy that I've contacted his client directly.
Well, swiping the manager's fee, appearance fee, apparently,
yes.
Right?
Hello, Matt. Nathan Meads, brackets, Brad Pitt lookalike, shared your contact details with me yesterday. His story is exclusively signed to Jam Press. Okay.
What an exclusive story.
What the hell? He mentioned you'd like to get him on the show. As he is exclusively signed to Jam Press, as you can imagine, we cannot offer Nathan for interviews without a fee. At this point, I'm like, here's a flog that looks remotely like Brad Pitt that's just trying to make a little bit of money. I'm like, nah.
We're not paying
I don't want to pay for that interview. I didn't ask how much. Anyway, a couple of weeks go past, and I get another email from Nathan directly. The management company has obviously dropped him in the meantime.
Not Nathan enough appearance fees.
Hello, Matt. When did you want to do this interview? I'm available anytime.
What happened to the appearance fee?
Gone.
Disappeared.
I couldn't believe it. I've ignored that email. And now he's hit me up on Instagram. Hi, Matt. Are you still keen for the interview?
Is he keen to pay us for an interview?
I was going to say.
It's really getting to that point, isn't it?
Could we make that work?
The tables have turned. I reckon you go... That's fine, and just use the same language that they used. I have an exclusive deal with New FM. As a result of this, if you want to come on the show, you'll need to pay an appearance
fee. Should we try and get him on still?
For a fee.
For a fee.
And then we give the money to a listener.
Can she out his breakfast or something? You know?
Exactly.
He's got no money. He's had no press after this.
How much cut do you reckon the agency was taking from him?
Nathan / Brad Pitt lookalike / Kevin Bacon lookalike. Man, he would have been rorted. Like, the management would have taken 70%
of all your future income for the rest of your life. That's right.
Hey, guys, our news time with Jess up next at New FM Plus Birthday Lotto. After 7 o'clock today, worth $600. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. When you wake up.
So, guys, you've been both watching The Voice, and it's been huge in terms of the ratings this season. Like, people are amazed by this.
Well, it was kind of dead in the water for a long time there, right? Yeah, it's Channel 7 have totally revived it. It's beating all the other shows.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Great talent this year.
I think the judges is what's drawing people in, right?
A lot of people missing Keith Urban. He was on, like, season one, I think it was, and he's back.
There we go. That's probably why. I think season one was a huge success as well.
I'm pretty sure Nicole Kidman looks more masculine than Keith Urban at the moment. Man, he's got some filler in that face.
And he has very smooth skin, like, for someone his age.
Yeah, because it's all...
Botox.
It's a bubbling under there. Awkward moment on the show, though, because one of the auditions turned out to be a stripper. Now, when they weren't really successful with their singing, they decided to try a little bit of dancing, and this guy, right, he dances straight up towards Rita Ora, who at first seemed sort of into it, but then things got really awkward. Have a listen to this.
He's one of those strippers you wouldn't, you know when you go to a party and there's a stripper there and they're not that good looking?
It was him. Not your first choice of
not
stripper?
Your first, not hot.
All the other ones were booked out.
You know, they're like bubbling back.
Do you think his appearance fees might have gone up after The Voice or not?
No.
Or
gone down.
I don't mean to be rude, but if you're paying him for to come to your house and strip, I think it's a bit of a waste of money.
You get a refund?
You want a major discount at a minimum.
Adult strippers are awkward, though, sometimes.
Or very awkward. And this is what I thought we could do. 13-10-09, if you've had awkward situations with strippers over the years. Those kind of stories. 13-10-09, we'll get your calls on the air next.
Hen's parties. Happens all the time.
Oh, my God. Right. Especially when they... I think it's when people get surprised with it, like Rita Ora was in that situation. What's going on?
She looked like she was trying to enjoy it, and it just was not happening for
not
her.
Not into him. No. Speaking of Keith Urban, Amy Shark, love songs aim for us. Right now at New FM, good morning. Sunny today, 15 degrees in the city right now with the Novos at 105.3 New FM. 13-10-09 this morning, we're asking for your awkward adult dancer stories, guys.
Yeah, that's right. This is all after on The Voice. One of the, I guess, people auditioning to try and get on the show turned out to be an adult dancer, a stripper, and then when the singing wasn't going so well, tried to go for the dancing to maybe enchant Rita Ora. Things didn't go well, though, when he took his shirt off and she wasn't impressed and he kept dancing anyway. It was so awkward to watch.
She's a good-looking woman.
She is, absolutely.
And you said he's an average-looking man.
Yeah.
That was the nice awkward way of saying
and
that.
Do you know what made it even worse? He performed, like, a really bad version of a Chris Brown song, and he was attempting to dance, and it was so unsexy.
No.
It was out of time. The dancing just wasn't on point.
He was very out of breath while he was trying to sing and dance, and it just...
Amy in the sky is falling down.
Are you going on The Voice this year?
Absolutely not.
You've got a better chance than that guy, right?
It always happens, and he's always awkward. I've had so many awkward, like, adult dancer stories over my adult life. Like, surprises at birthday parties, ones that I've hired for other people. Like, really, it's a really 50-50 success rate when you hire a stripper, isn't it?
The surprise ones are the worst. I remember going to this, the 21st.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like... It was because it was out in the countryside, like, everyone came along, all these, like, aunties and uncles and grandparents and stuff, and then the stripper rolls out, and this poor guy, he just looked like he wanted to die inside.
Has anybody, any of your friends ever gotten you a stripper,
Meg?
Never,
no. So I've yet
You've avoided the awkwardness.
I have. I've never actually been to a party with a stripper either.
Well, today's your lucky day.
I'm not in.
No, I'm joking.
Not today.
Let's go to the phones. Going to Jamie. Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Yourself?
Yeah, good, man. Tell us your awkward stripper stories.
Mate, I was a bulletproof country boy kid.
Yeah.
I thought I could dance. I was wrong. I was proud enough and confident enough naked, so I got asked to do a hen's party because they couldn't afford a real stripper. And that's where it all went downhill for them.
Did you still get paid?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get any money. I didn't have any money.
Oh my god!
I came in, and yeah, it just didn't go well. I ripped gear off. That didn't sort of grip as good as it should have. And then I put the thing, so I just watched on TV. I tried to copy up through my legs, the old shirt. And that got caught in the jewels. Yeah, it all went wrong, eh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. See, I thought we were going to have a story of someone who watched an awkward stripper, not being the awkward stripper. That's amazing.
Oh, no, I was the awkward stripper. Yeah.
Now, tell me, Jamie, do you have a good rig?
I'm not a porn star, but I go, all right.
Yes. Doesn't always mean you're good at stripping, you know. Just because you have a good rig, just goes to say, hey.
Yeah, I would have.
That's the show, right?
See,
I'll be scarred for life.
You never again. So it was a one-time experience for you.
Yes, it was.
Did you get lucky afterwards?
Yes, I did.
Hey, that's all that matters. Like, really, you were sexy.
That would be payment, pretty much, wasn't it?
Man, you were sexy enough for one woman.
At the party.
Like, actually go home with
it. The odds are 20-plus chicks there, isn't it?
Yeah. And how long have you been married to this girl? Jamie's like, that was a one-time thing.
It's like the stripping. Thanks, Jamie. That's exactly what I wanted on that one.
What an amazing story.
Oh, man. Guys, I want to tell you about an email I received the other day. I was just sitting at home in this... email popped up in my inbox, and it caught my eye because it's not something I've ever looked up before. And I got an email, right, from this company that sells toenail fungus medicine. Yeah, and I was like, oh, and it was very personalized to me. Hi, Matthew, are you suffering with toenail infections at the moment? We've got the perfect product for you. It really just shocked me because I'm like, man, if somebody just like looked at me with this open on my phone, they'll think that I have a toenail infection, which I don't.
Are you sure?
You want to check?
Yeah. I'll be right, thanks. Now that anyway, I know you've got the fungus.
Got chatting around the team, right, yesterday, and we were talking about like the random emails we get in our spam folders because I never really check mine.
No, neither
do I.
All right, so what we're going to do next is have a look through each other's spam folders on our emails to see what we're really looking up, because I'm telling you, there is some sort of connection to what you look up, right?
Well, that's what they say, that your computer is spying on you, yes. And that's how they know what to send you, right?
Target ads and whatnot.
Open your phones, peeps. We're doing it next. 6:45, good morning. Katy Perry, part of me. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Welcome to Thursday at 6:52, and we're talking spam emails right now. Yeah, I received one for toenail fungus infections yesterday, and I was like, man, how did this pop up?
Well, they say...
What if I looked up to have triggered a toenail fungus infection email to appear in my inbox?
Or what have you subscribed to in the past is the other question.
Well, that's a great point. True. But, I mean, you could argue, I guess, that perhaps they're just spamming everyone. But it's funnier to think that maybe Maddie has been looking up toenail fungus and that's why he's got the spam right there.
This was a targeted attack.
Targeted ad.
What we thought we'd do today... is go through each other's inboxes here and just have a look at like what you guys are receiving in your spam inboxes, because, man, sometimes you get some absolute junk, and I would have been so embarrassed if I'd been with a friend or something. Thankfully, we're in lockdown and I'm not seeing anybody.
Yeah.
If they'd like seen my phone, like looking up that stuff, terrible.
It doesn't look good for you at all. All right, so I'll jump in first with some that I've got here, right? Now, this is quite interesting because you would both know I'm not a big gambler, right? I very rarely will buy, say, even a lotto ticket or anything. Yet, I get this message that says, "Dear gambling club member," of which I guarantee you I am not, "your 150 free spins on our poker machines are ready and waiting in your account. No deposit required. To simply receive these spins, pay $150 here and you can claim your bonus now. Good day, Olivia." Who is Olivia, first of all?
Olivia's clearly taking care of you.
And is giving me a bunch of free spins on their virtual poker machines.
Wait, did you open the email?
I opened it but didn't log in.
Oh, I was going to say, you might get a virus on your phone now.
Almost certainly. How about this, though? Looking for a soulmate? Question mark. This is very interesting because this person says, I am Anna living. I think they mean Anna, comma, living in a nearby place, in brackets. Very location specific. I think they were supposed to fill that in. I am decent, flirty, and a petite chick. And I feel like getting, and I don't know what this word is supposed to be, bangered hard. I need a guy that will love continuously, and I am craving for a, I'm going to leave that word out. We can meet up if you are interested. Kindly hit up my inbox. It's a hard no from me.
You've got some single mates that she might be able to hook up with, yeah?
It's a fat man in Russia that's sending that.
almost certainly. Or a fat man in another country.
Well, it's funny you say that because looking at mine, I have one from eHarmony in Australia saying, for once, try a dating app that works.
Wow.
Could you imagine if that popped up
with my fiancé?
Looking.
Who I met on Tinder.
Very awkward.
I've got an eHarmony account. But
have you been fooling around behind his back, man?
Whatever I've been looking up, apparently it's saying that I'm single.
Hey.
So, I don't know.
You're a big Sex and the City fan.
I am, but just...
That's what it is. It's the keyword sex.
Okay.
Probably.
I need to stop looking up Sex and the City. But above that, and I got a little bit offended... Free hearing screen for Aussies over 50. I am 32, and it goes on to say Aussies over 50 can claim a free hearing test plus quality invisible hearing aids. I know I have my headphones very loud. I know I have some wrinkles, but I'm not 50.
Very awkward.
I've got this one from a company called VidaGlow, and it says, you're looking tired.
Do they have breakfast radio?
I was going to say, do they have a camera in your house?
You're looking tired.
Is that how they saw the toe fungus?
But just some anti-aging products from us. No, Crevo, thank you for that. News time, I'm next at New FM. It's 6:56. Good morning.
105.3 FM.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
All right, you might have seen the list come out yesterday of the bogan baby names of 2021. Have you guys seen this list?
I had a sneaky little peek. Man, there's some good ones on there.
These are the names that you just read and your facepalm. Facepalm is the only way I can describe it because I've never heard anyone named any of these names. For some reason, they're making the top of this list.
Humility.
Spelt, and instead of a Y at the end, it's an I. That's the sort of vibe that we're going for here. But the reason this comes out every year is, of course, that those names are out there and exist.
Absolutely.
And they get compiled and, I guess, hand-selected in an award ceremony type situation.
And we're going to go through the list next. What do you reckon?
I'm so keen. Is humility on there?
Humility is not in there, but maybe we should write to newtalk.com.au and get to that.
It's too fancy.
Humility. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Would you name your kid Humility?
Absolutely not. Yeah. No, I'm be bad medicine right now. A new FM. Beautiful morning ahead today. Possible showers in the late afternoon. 22 the top on the coast. It's 15 right now. 12 in the valley. Good morning. Oh, the old Megsy, eh? Loves a bit of Bon Jovi.
Oh,
la la. You find him sexy?
The perm. It's good days.
Really?
80s Bon Jovi.
Oh,
yes.
This is New FM. It's 10 past 7. Hey, we're talking the bogan baby names right now. The list for 2021 has been released. I'm so excited to see this year's entries, Meg.
Do you really want to cringe this much? That's the problem.
This early in the morning.
This 7 a.m. cringes, you might get extra wrinkles because this is... We're going deep into the bogan.
Also, if you can beat any of these, give us a call. Probably won't get any, but we'll take your calls. Let's hear some of them.
All right. So we got. I'm unsure on how to pronounce this. Sade.
Sade.
I think it's meant to be Shardy or Sade after Chardonnay.
I think that's what that is. It's like a shortening of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Chardae.
Oh.
So what they've done there is they've taken that Chardonnay-like vibe, and then use the spelling of bay, like B-A-E, at the end.
For someone who goes to the bar and give me a shardy, love, it's... Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
How do I fancy up shardy? Sharday.
This next one also reminds me of an alcoholic beverage. Summer Breeze. Like, I'm thinking of a Bacardi Breezer.
Like
right
a hyphen in between hyphen breeze or one word?
One word.
One word. Summer It's either an alcoholic beverage or a car air freshener.
Yeah, what's
either
that?
Either way.
What's that very light beer? Summer something?
Oh. I know the one you mean.
Can't think of that.
No from me, that one. Summer Breeze, come here.
Quick, get inside.
Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Now, according to this, Velveeta is actually a processed fluoro substance popular in the US that some people call cheese.
A fancy bogan. That's a fancy bogan that's calling their kid Velveeta. That's very exotic.
They've maybe seen it on an American cooking show or something. Like, I imagine Guy Fieri would use Velveeta cheese on his burgers.
Maybe they just have an old velvet couch with some cigarette burns in it.
That's probably more likely. Do you remember at a certain
brown
period
velvet
in the... Like, cars from the 80s had velvet seats or, like, some sort of velvet...
Velour.
Sort of,
velour. Velvet,
that's it, velour. That's what I'm imagining.
But we'll wrap up the girls' names with Zachalyn. It looks cute.
Zachalyn.
But it makes me feel like they had Zach picked out for a boy, Jacqueline picked out for a girl, and they just merged them at
That's
the end.
Exactly what happened. They planned for a boy. They probably even painted the room blue.
Yeah. That's right.
But we'll go to the boys' names. The top one is Crash.
Like, with a K?
No, with a C.
Oh, good.
With a C.
No, there's nothing good about that.
Hey, if it was a Crash with a K...
Not
That's
even worse.
Worse than Crash with a C.
That's true.
The next one is Fish with a Y.
There's only one Y in this situation. It's just, why would you do that to your child?
Our producer Jackson's going to love this, though. His name is on the list, but with an I instead of an O at the end.
Jackson,
come in here. You've sinned. You've done something wrong.
Sounds like the Oriental version of Jackson. Jackson! Jackson!
And we all know a guy who wears too much Lynx Africa, don't we?
Oh, don't.
Lynx with a double X at the end.
That's a terrible one.
That just...
Because, you know, they've said, it's named. You're named after the exotic animal. But really, it's after the deodorant.
It's what Dad was wearing.
Yeah. Good list. Man, there you go, hey. Lynx wrapped it up. That's disgusting.
Sorry if you called Lynx. Have you given anyone any ideas
for
baby Dad?
No. I'll have none of those, please.
Absolutely not. Hey, guys, coming up next, interesting thing has happened to me recently, right? So, Meg, I didn't finish my HSC. I left school early. Like in year 10. Anyway, long story short, it's something that's been kind of on my mind for the last 12 years. I really want to finish the HSC, and it's something that
that's cool.
You're driven. I like it.
No, I just wanted to do it. It's not like I don't need to do it, but I just want to do it for my own self.
Yeah.
In my own
That's
satisfaction.
That's good. I like that. Self-improvement.
My friends made fun of me for doing it, but anyway, I thought I'd do a little refresher course, an English refresher course, just before I apply for the HSC. Anyway, I was on the lemonades that night, and I'd totally forgotten that I'd applied for this course. I did, like, a whole drunken essay for the teacher to get into the course. Forgot about it for 2 weeks, and then I got an email last week. I'm going to tell you what it says. Embarrassed myself.
I'm really hoping you did well.
I don't think I did. 7:15, details next, New FM. 22 the top on the coast today, 15 in the city right now. Possible showers a bit later this afternoon, guys. And I want to tell you about my little TAFE journey. I haven't actually told you much about this, Crevo.
This is a surprise to me.
I've tried to apply to do my HSC. As I mentioned before, I didn't finish it at school, and it's just been that thing that's been hanging over my head for so many years, and I thought, oh man, I'll just get it done during lockdown. You can do it like at home,
that's
which
great.
Is fantastic.
I say, learnings for life.
Oh, absolutely. I just got inspired to maybe do like a uni degree on the side.
Love it.
And I thought this is just a way to, you know, I could probably get into uni without the HSC, because the ATAR isn't, you know, the whole picture.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Especially as a mature age student as well. Anyway, I thought, look, this will just freshen me up. And I thought, look, I'll do a couple of courses first so I'm confident, because I haven't written an essay or, you know, done like actual work in years.
Yeah.
Like over 15 years, maybe.
Yeah, a long time, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I've applied for this, like, English bridging course. I thought, look, I'll just scrub up on my grammar, on my spelling, all that kind of stuff. So I applied for this course, and it required a 600-word essay, which probably isn't that much.
600's not too bad.
That's pretty easy.
It's
yeah.
got your 5,000
Here
words,
I am
though.
At home, listening to music on the lemonades, a few lemonades. Now, the essay was on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a U.S. Supreme Court judge. She's recently passed away last year, very sadly.
Incredible figure.
Incredible
in
woman, like a total trailblazer for women.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm there just doing my essay.
Banging away at the
and
essay.
I thought, man, I've nailed this. I've nailed like, I know I'm, I don't give myself pats on the back, but I thought I've nailed this essay.
It's what you always think after a couple of lemonades, though. Let's be real.
Absolutely. I'm like, you know, cheering.
God, I'm good at this. I've got this in the bag.
Anyway, I totally forgot that I'd applied for this English bridging course. I woke up the next day. Oh, that was a fun day yesterday. Oh, so good. I get an email from the teacher. Hey, Matthew, thank you for applying for this course. Your essay was brilliant, but do you realise that this course is for non-English speaking people only?
So
do you still want to proceed?
So
it's the English language course.
English bridging into the language
into
of
the
English.
Language itself. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Maddie.
What am I doing?
So you're thinking you're going to learn some correct grammatical structures and stuff like that, maybe essay structure, etc. And really, it was just to teach you how to speak English.
It's $5,000 as well. Like, I've totally done all the paperwork.
Lucky
I
haven't paid.
No, well, I was going to put it on Hex.
Oh, my God, Maddie. You didn't do it, did you?
At least you luckily, got some positive feedback.
I did sign up.
Did you?
But they've let you pull out, right? Because they said, did you want to proceed?
Yeah, they've let me pull out, but I signed up.
Oh, my God, Maddie.
$5,000 later. Imagine that.
Can you imagine if, like, the next email you'd gotten, you'd also been on the lemonades? Do you want to proceed? You just saw that.
Yeah,
of course I do. Yeah. That's why I signed up. I think there's a lesson in that. And
just stick to my current job.
Don't drink and hex.
This time up next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
A special treat for you, Maddie, because as many of you may know, Maddie is actually Newcastle's biggest home and away fan, right? So as
is
a result
that
of that, I've got a special treat for you.
Meg, that is absolutely not true.
You do love the show, though. Maybe a slight
you
exaggeration.
You love a bit of Al Stewart,
I grew up on Home and Away.
Have you or have you not in recent weeks been reading Home and Away fan pages and theories on your free time?
Technically, that is correct. But
he's had a week off.
The evidence stands, Your Honour.
That's so true.
The evidence stands, Your Honour. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I've decided to give you a treat, Maddie, and that is I'm setting a challenge for the team right now. I want each of us to write into the show characters for Home and Away based on each other's real characteristics.
So, like, fake characters for the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so this is how I want it to work. We're each going to do one, and with maybe like a mini plot or something, or just some character traits, and we'll insert them into the show if we can. But up next, we'll just get this ball rolling by reading each other's fake characters for Home and Away.
So I'm doing you.
Yeah, I'll do Meg.
You're doing Meg, and Meg's doing me. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
So we each get a character on the show.
All right.
Good stuff.
We'll send this through to Home and Away when we're done.
Yeah, no, we get Irene or Alf on the phone. Right.
Yeah.
Strike me dead.
We'll have none of them.
Dean Lewis falling up right now at New FM. They love this. 7:35. Showers in the afternoon today. 22 the top on the coast. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, 7:38 with the Novos at New FM. It's 13 degrees in the valley right now.
Yeah, so as a special treat for you, Maddie, as a massive Home and Away fan, I thought let's do a little team challenge.
Stop
where...
saying that. Meg also likes Home and Away.
I like the ads.
You're the odd one out, Pina Crevo.
Well, look, regardless, I'm giving you a gift, right? So accept it graciously, right? Very simple. All of us around the team is a bit of a team challenge, writing sort of a character, a fake character that could go on the show. Right, so I do Meg, Meg does Maddie, and then Maddie, you're doing myself, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Who wants to kick things off?
Well, I'll do you first.
Perfect.
If you want.
Yeah, this is like the thank you for the gift, yeah?
Absolutely. So, fake Home and Away character, here we go. Let's crank the music. Crevo, for you, I've called you Skippy. From the country. We're always from the city or the country on Home and Away.
Yeah.
Skippy's a bloke who lives in the back of his white Toyota Hiace van. He's recently rocked up into town. Bit of a mystery man. He has a friendly little dog called Billy the Fox Terrier.
Okay. In the van, living with me. Yeah.
Now, Billy has a mysterious limp. He seems very secretive. He won't tell anyone his real name because obviously Skippy is not his real name. He's recently removed his wedding ring. The locals have noticed down at the diner that there's a tan line on his wedding finger. Now, when Skippy was asked about why there was a tan line on his finger, he said, no, I've never been married before. Ooh. What's his secret?
Oh, this is good. All right, Meg, do you want to go next?
Yeah, so this is for Maddie.
Okay,
so your name is Ryan Logan.
Ryan Logan.
You just look like a Ryan. Okay.
Yeah.
He moves to Summer Bay to start teaching music at the high school, Summer Bay High. On the side, though, he plays pub gigs, and when he's asked to play an acoustic set on a Sunday afternoon at the diner, rocks up to the diner, and Irene notices a sticker on his guitar case from her old high school where he used to work, and the colour of his eyes looked eerily familiar to that of her own brother. Could he be her long-lost nephew?
This is great. So much intrigue in that.
I love that.
Great detail. Great attention to detail. Okay, so for Meg, I've got yourself called Gem, spelt G-E-M.
Oh, beautiful.
Great soapy name character.
Yeah, really good. Also, including all of the letters from your name, just in reverse. So I've got you at 30 years of age and a bit of a punk rocker vibe. Leather jacket, purple hair, and a few tattoos that extend down just to the top of the hands, but no ones that are on the fingers themselves. Rolls into town on a motorcycle. Ooh. And I've got brackets, possibly escaping a nefarious pass. Was just planning on passing through town and stopped into a local bakery when Jem saw a handwritten ad at the front for an apprentice baker. She asked the shop owner for a job and was hired on the spot when she managed to whip up a batch of cupcakes right there. Welcome to the show, Jem.
Well done.
I think around the team, we've got three characters we can definitely pitch.
We should do a scene.
I think we need
together. So we've got Jem, Ryan, and Skippy.
Skippy.
Are they doing a scene together? What is this?
I think we need to somehow weave the story so we all meet on the imaginary show.
Yes, I love this.
I like this.
And perhaps we can like pitch it to one of the real Home and Away characters or a producer or something, see what we can get.
So do you think that Skippy, because actors really need to take on their own, like take on a character.
Of course.
What do you think Skippy would sound like?
Yeah, g'day, Skippy. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, very country.
What about
very
Jen?
Country.
Oh,
punk rocker vibe.
Well, the thing is, you can't swear on Home and Away. That's the only problem.
It's got a body mouth,
eh? Feeling like she's riding it on a motorcycle, has tattoos up to here. She's going to have a bit of a mouth.
We'll have to work that out. Maybe she's one of those people that uses really similar words.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't be ducked with the whole situation.
I love it. Birthday.
Do you play guitar as well, Maddie? Because your character plays guitar.
No.
You're going to have to learn very quickly.
You'll have to get the old axe out and get some lessons.
Skippy offering lessons. I heard his heart out and his luck at the moment. Yeah. Sleeping in his van.
Yeah, I'll do guitar lessons. 20 bucks an hour. Just out the back of my van.
Meg, birthday lotto is coming up next.
600 bucks. What month are we playing with?
April. If you're born in April.
Playing with.
That's
really weird teasing this with some Home and Away in the back.
I know. It's a bit weird, isn't it? If you want to play birthday lotto, this is your chance.
We'll do it after this at New FM 744. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Third Eye Blind at 105.3 New FM with the Novos. It's time for birthday lotto, guys, worth $600 cash today.
The Novos birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
$600 up for grabs. Jessica, what would you do with that kind of money?
Well, we're saving for a house at the moment, so I'd say to probably go to that one.
That's the hardest part of even getting a house is the deposit.
It's ridiculous. It's just as hard as trying to get through to you guys, to be honest.
Well, you're at work at the moment. How did you get out of homeschooling the kids?
Well, the partner's at home, I get out.
they don't need to know if you won $600.
Yeah,
no,
don't
that'll
tell
be
them.
Going
keep
my back
it for
pocket.
Yourself. Yeah. All right, so what's the month again? April?
April.
That's
yeah,
right.
Nice one. Now, you work at Hertz Car Rental. How's business going during the last couple of weeks?
Oh, for me, at the branch I'm at now, it's constant, but it's always up and down no matter what it is. So, but it's a bit constant at the moment, starting to slow down with this lockdown. So,
yeah. Do you know what, though? It's so good that you get out of the house for a bit. It's so important just to get out and exercise, and you're lucky to get to work. Yeah, like
absolutely,
us, you know?
Right? To be able to do something.
Yeah, definitely one of the lucky ones that still have a job, I suppose. Yeah,
yeah,
in these times. 100%. Yep.
All right, well, let's do this. Spin these birthday balls, please, Meg, for Jessica from East Maitland.
There goes the ball.
Okay. Were you born on the 19th of April?
No, 15th I was.
I'm so sorry.
Close. Too
damn.
Far off.
Yeah. Thanks, Jessica. Enjoy the day. Birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock worth $600, guys. And up next, of course, we have the Novos helpline. We're hearing from a listener with a problem.
That's
and
right.
And it's your job to help us solve it.
That's right. So you're able to get in touch with us at newfm.com.au or just through our Instagram, etc. If you've got an issue, you're wanting a bit of advice. Because often you can't ask your friends, you can't ask your family if these issues are a bit personal because it's a bit awkward. So what we can do is, you know, make you anonymous and throw your issue or problem out there and get some advice from the general population. Can be very helpful.
That's right. On the air after the news today with Jess right now, though, Justin Bieber, love this. Hold on at 105.3 New FM at 7.54. Showers this afternoon, 22 the top on the coast. Good morning.
This is the Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Up next, we are helping a fellow Novocastrian as we have set up the Novos helpline. Now, if you're wanting to, you know, get a question answered, and sometimes it can be a little awkward to ask your friends, family, etc.
Relationship question, life question, anything really, right?
You can do that. Just get in touch with us on Facebook or Instagram. This is what we got from Jaden, who had this question.
Hey, g'day. So I've just started seeing this girl for the past 3 months or so, and I reckon I'm in love with her. But she just told me she's pregnant, and the father is her ex. Never really wanted kids. Reckon should I stay or should I go?
Get out of there, bro.
Yeah,
get out of
stay.
There.
And it's not just love, for though. Me, it, for the kid as well. Like, if you don't want kids and you don't think you'll ever want kids, maybe, kid might get attached. I just steer clear.
Okay, you guys are saying absolutely go. I'm actually on the other side here. I think if you're in love, what are you gonna? Why are you blowing that up?
You know what? I agree with you, Meg, because I do think that's such a great point that you brought up there, and that is, you know, the kid will get attached to it. And if you're not ready for that commitment, you're going to break its heart at some point.
And what do you really want after 3 months, did he say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really know what you want 3 months from personal experience. You don't.
Okay. All right. This is the debate. 13-10-09. It's a stay or go situation for this, for Jaden. And we're looking for your help to basically, you know, make this decision or help with this decision.
All right. We'll do it after banger Mr. Brightside, The Killers, right now a new FM at 8:06. Showers this afternoon. 22 the top on the coast, 17 in Cardiff right now. Good morning. The Killers, Mr. Brightside, a new FM. It's 8:10. Welcome to Thursday. Bit overcast out there this morning. Possible showers this afternoon, guys. 22 the top on the coast.
This is, we've started the Novo's helpline, which is to try and assist people, who are having, you know, difficulties or problems, and they need a bit of advice, I guess you could say. And this one, quite interesting, from Jaden.
Hey, g'day. So I've just started seeing this girl for the past 3 months or so, and I reckon I'm in love with her. But she just told me she's pregnant, and the father is her ex. Never really wanted kids. Reckon, should I stay or should I go?
This is a hard one, Meg, of course.
And we're both on the same team here.
It's more so, and I hate to channel Reverend Lovejoy's wife from The Simpsons, but think of the children. I mean, think of the future, right? You know, if they stay together for a year or two, that's such an important time in a newborn's life.
Exactly.
To, you know, that's, you know, their parents,
and
right?
Given
that's
only
how they form connections.
In, 3 months in, you don't want to feel trapped.
I agree.
You might feel trapped, and yeah, it's a bit of a...
Crevo, you're all for it's love, just get on with it.
Well, absolutely. I know that he said he didn't want kids, but if you love someone, then why, you can't let something like that stand in the way.
All right, it's an interesting one. Let's go to the phones right now, guys. Going to...
Rosie, I think it
Rosie.
Is.
Rosie. Hey, Rosie, how are you?
No, so Heidi.
Heidi, how are you? Sorry, Heidi.
No, I'm well.
The computer's just
okay.
Crashed.
I can be Rosie Heidi.
No.
Now tell us, do you think she should stay or should she go? Or should he go?
I think he kind of needs to go just for everyone's best mental health, just because there is a child involved and he's got to examine why he doesn't want children. It sounds like he kind of needs to get out and grow up and find, without saying, you know, grow up. Find out why he doesn't want children, because taking on someone's child is more than just taking on the child. You're taking on a whole family, and the repercussions is just, it's too big.
Yeah, and what if her ex, you know, obviously wants to be involved
like
with the child?
It's only 3 months later, now that he's going to find out there's a child, is he going to make things interesting?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but if you do love someone, I don't know, I just think you may be giving up too easy, but hey, I respect your opinion.
Then go into the friend zone. Go into the friend zone.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Heidi.
Now,
Rosie.
I think.
Hey, Rosie, how are you?
It's not Rosie, it's
Reverend. Oh, sorry, I could not hear you.
Hey, all right, wait, I'm not going to lie. Did you say Ribbon?
Friggin' Robin.
Robin.
Thanks, Robin. I'm sorry. Hey, Robin, what do you think about this? Do you think that he should pack his bags and get out of there before things heat up?
Friggin'
ass,
he's taking on too much shit.
I can't.
He can't be in love for 3 months, and what sort of a bird is she that she didn't tell him that she was up for dust before he got with her?
I didn't consider this.
You know what, Robin? Even though I was saying this person should stay, you know, Jaden should stay.
Oh, love. He's only even feeling himself.
Hey, Robin.
You make a great point.
Hey, Robin, have you encountered anything like this before in your own life?
Ah, shit, no. I've been with the one partner too long.
Too long, eh?
Yeah.
Do you dare tell how many years?
48.
48 years. Wow. How many kids do you have?
A boy and a girl.
Oh,
and I'm 67.
Oh, wow.
67 years of age.
Good stuff.
So you've got the experience there, and you're saying he needs
to get out of there. Get out of
he
there.
He needs to go. And only 57, my mistake.
Yeah, that's too freaking old.
I love you, Robin.
So do I.
You're great.
I listen to you guys every morning because I'm a postie.
Oh, yeah. What's your round? Where do you go? Where do you post in letters?
All around Musselbrook. I do nearly 200 k's a day.
Oh, wow.
You know you have your own station up there, so we appreciate you listening to us.
Our station's stuck in the time zone.
Oh.
Hey, we'll take a compliment where we can get it.
Thanks, Robin. We'll keep you on our list. Thank
Robin the postie. 100%. I love that.
She's fantastic.
So we're all in agreement?
Get out of there, bros. Yeah, see you, Jaden.
Okay, I'm on an island and I'm wrong by the sounds of it. I wouldn't dare argue with Robin.
No.
Mate, Robin would put you in your place. You know, she's the one person, Creever, that I think could do that with you.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Hey, crossing to producer Jackson, live in lockdown next for What's the Goss at New FM's 8:15. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, Vance Joy, Missing Peace at New FM with the Novos. It's 8:22. Producer Jackson, live in lockdown now with What's the Goss.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's
and the crazy lockdown behavior continues. Good morning, Jackson. How are you today?
I'm good. How are we all in lockdown in Newcastle?
Yes,
fine.
As good as can
fine.
Be.
Apart from getting messages at 1:30 in the morning.
1:30.
Who would be doing that? What sort of crazy person?
Oh, I don't know, but they sent me a video of doing the worm in their lounge room with a wine glass in their hand.
Oh, they sound fantastic. I want to be friends with them.
Oh, man, I actually wish I could be there with you.
I know.
I reckon we'd have the best time.
You need to set a live stream up.
100%. I reckon I could monetize that, maybe.
Absolutely.
The Jersey Shore house, just with one person. I'm like the last man on earth, and I'm going out Snooki style.
And all the stray dogs you're bringing in with you as well.
Yeah, friends. I need friends.
I actually really miss seeing you around the
I
office.
Know.
You bring such a great energy. And because you and Jackson haven't met yet.
That's the thing. It's so
have
weird.
You?
Like before I even started working here, Jackson messaged me out of the blue with videos and we've been talking ever since. I absolutely adore you and I've never actually physically met you.
We're like old school pen pals.
We are, kinda basically.
Cool. I feel like I'm in the 90s.
Dear friend, I write to you with good news.
What's the goss, man? What's happening?
All right, so, like, I've been talking to you all about celebrity stinkers, right? The ones that don't shower. So far on board, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard. The list goes on because Hollywood's evidently throwing the old shower nozzle out the window. But I want to talk to you about Cardi B. How many showers do you reckon she has a day? Do you reckon she's a celebrity showerer?
Yeah, I think she would shower a lot.
Very clean.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's come out and she just put this on Twitter. I'm just going to read the post. Like, she's very interesting, but she's given her commentary. What's up with people not showering these days? It's giving itchy. And then a little awkward face.
So she's obviously a big showerer, loves to be clean, right?
Yeah, by the sounds of it. Apparently, if you don't shower less than more than two times a day, it's giving her itchy. I think she's got a very interesting way of sentence construction, but I mean, good old Cardi B.
Yeah, I can just imagine the voice that she would say, itchy! Itchy!
Oh, I love that. I love Cardi
B. It sounds like a broken shower. Speaking of showers. Like, play it again.
Hang on.
Oh, like the water trying to come out.
Oh,
like
you know, like
a
really
shower
with the really old pipes.
Yeah,
kind of like kicking in.
Maybe that's what she's trying to imitate. We don't know.
No one knows.
I actually was thinking about this the other day because all that's really getting me through lockdown is playing Fortnite on my PlayStation, and I was thinking they've got this big Ariana Grande special at the moment, but Could you imagine Cardi B playing Fortnite? Every time she'd, like, make a kill, she'd have some fantastic noise and she'd be very aggressive about it. Just my kind of lady, I think.
I love it.
I'd love to meet Cardi B one day.
You know what? She's so... I used to be, like, totally against Cardi. I was, like, Team Nicki all the way. I've 100% flipped now.
Wow. What caused you to flip?
Just her all-round character. I love it. I relate with Cardi B.
She's a wacky character.
Do you know what got me about her? When she threw a shoe at her classmate. I was like sold. I'm like, I love this girl. I wanted to be my best friend. I wanted to adopt me. It was great. Before I just smooth too much about Cardi B, let's move on. Another fascination of mine, The Real Housewives, this time of Melbourne. Now, I know not everyone is well-versed in The Real Housewives of Melbourne, but this is my segment, so I'm taking it there. Lydia Chiavello is on the show. Now, if you don't know who she is, Maddie, I've got some audio for you. This is a taste of what you're dealing with Lydia.
Can I spock? Spock? Can I speak?
But two rights don't make a right.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
Go suck on your own head, you idiot.
Dubai is United States of Emirates. Two rights at times don't make. It's not necessarily right.
She's like firing in all cylinders here, right? But she is in a lot of trouble and she's getting a lot of like flack on Instagram, right? Because she's been posting photos of her and her castmates. But people are finding the original photos and then they're finding the new photos that she's edited in Facetune, and she's making herself very skinny, but she's making her castmates look three times their own weight.
I love her even more now.
Well, how wacky. So it's almost, when I hear that, it feels like somebody who's had seven coffees but doesn't really know what's happening at the moment. That's the vibe I get from her.
It's very, very much on point, Primo. I feel like you're a secret Real Housewives of Melbourne watcher because that's nail on the head there.
Instead of coffees, espresso martinis.
Well, yeah. Maybe that as well.
As well. Hey, Jackson, thank you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you very much. News time with Jess up next at New FM plus birthday lotto before 9 o'clock. $600 up for grabs today.
This is... The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Hey guys, 105 minutes commercial freeze. Kicking off after 9 with Jackson. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, thank you. From 9 o'clock, let's do it. 105 minutes commercial freeze. Griff and Black Hole, I love this so much. Something in the Water in Britain, right? She's a Brit. She just joins a long list of epic stars. Putting the Blowfish, I Only Want to Be With You. I know Post Malone did a bit of a cover of this one, but the OG, it takes it out, right? It's also on the way. Hosier's Take Me to Church, all up after 9 o'clock, 105 minutes commercial free.
Thank you, sir. Big news broke the internet last night before I went to bed. I couldn't believe it. Big news, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, of course, Ross and Rachel from the TV show Friends, apparently dating.
Because they were very close on set when they first started, according to the Friends reunion earlier this year.
Well, they were crushing on each other. People suspected that they were dating back in the day, but of course, Jen went off and married the most beautiful man in the world, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And these two just have such incredible chemistry. And because of their, like, such iconic partnership on the show, people have willed this relationship for decades.
Well, people have wanted it, right?
Their first kiss was on the show as well.
Well, they've been spotted at a winery together, spending time together. Mm. There has been an update, though. I'll tell you whether or not Rachel and Ross from Friends, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, are dating after Shania. That don't impress me much. And UFM, good morning. It's 8:39. Good morning. Shania Twain, welcome to Thursday. It's New FM with the Novos, 8:43. Big news, guys. Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer reportedly dating. Yeah, one of television's most iconic partnerships for 10 seasons its Friends ran for. These two were on and off for the whole time, and all we wanted as a population was for them to get back together.
I'm rewatching it at the moment on 10 Peach, and we're at the moment where Rachel's pregnant.
Yeah.
And he's actually dating another woman. But she's living with him. And he's trying to bring her heart. It just did not work. And it was just... It's a dysfunctional relationship that you just do not want to be in, but you can't look away.
Yeah, totally. And then, like, even as a very casual Friends watcher, and by that I mean if somebody else is watching it in the same room, I'll sort of watch it. Even I know about that relationship.
Yeah, it's that iconic. There's memes everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, they filmed that big reunion special, which aired earlier this year on HBO Max. It was so good. Did you guys watch it?
I still haven't watched it the second it dropped.
So you are hardcore Friends fan. I'm not hardcore,
but I really do enjoy it. Like,
no,
it's
that
just...
says to me.
The second
I don't have any merch yet.
Anybody that says the second it dropped in terms of watching
well,
stuff is into
in
it.
Well, we work in radio. It's content. Come on.
That's true.
Well, David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston have been pictured at a winery together and also pictured at each other's houses.
Yes.
The internet went wild last night with the news that this could possibly be a reality. After some digging and some reporters hitting them both up, they have denied the rumours. Yeah. But that actually
means nothing at all because
we all remember only a couple of months back when Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were pictured hanging out.
Yeah.
You know what happened? Now they're dating.
They were saying family time, I think, but...
How ridiculous.
There.
Also, a winery, the most romantic of all locations, I doubt it.
But I'm reading the article now. Apparently, he flew out to her in LA.
Yeah.
And she's home cooking him meals.
Really nice,
like,
right?
That's very, very romantic.
Indeed. That's not a Friends thing.
No.
It's part in the bun.
Look, if I had to put money on, I reckon they're dating.
Yeah.
I think so as well.
And obviously they were reminiscing so much that they've apparently just reconnected. And I think it's fantastic. Both of them, out of all the Friends, haven't aged. Like, they've aged the best.
Age,
they look the same. Similar sort of vibes going on. I think it's great.
What do you mean? Matthew Perry, he hasn't aged much, has he?
We'll leave that there.
I know he has really long fingernails, Matthew Perry.
Really?
Yeah. Really long.
Why bother cutting them when you get $12 million a year?
You know, at 13:10:09, we're asking you, were they on a break? Joking.
No.
Our birthday lotto is up next, guys.
That's
right. $600 today.
This is your chance at winning some cash. Very easy. All you need to do is be born in September for a chance at this. 13:10:09, we're opening up the lines right now.
Okay, it's 8:46. Good morning. Lewis Capaldi, before you go, at New FM, it's 8:53. We have $600 to give away right now.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Look, yeah. I haven't had the chance to give away some money yet, so I think we need to get into that right now.
Well,
yeah,
hopefully,
100%.
Right.
Just a dollar. Just give a dollar away, Meg, so you can say that you have.
Is a dollar worth opening the checkbook for, though?
Well,
I'll even shout.
Are you giving the dollar yourself, Maddie?
It's probably a $2.50 fee to do a dollar check.
I think you're right. I don't think checks are free anymore. I think you got to pay some fee.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to Andrew, living the bachelor life, but you're stuck at home waiting for a COVID test result, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, that's what you got to do. You're doing the right thing by staying home.
That's it.
All right. You ready to hopefully win $600?
That's it. Hopefully.
All right. Let's go.
Yep.
Trying to be more gentle with it now.
Yeah, you're very heavy-handed spinning those balls. They flick out everywhere.
I know, right?
Here we go.
All right. Were you born on the 14th of September?
The 13th.
Oh!
That is the second time this week we've been one off.
Andrew, sorry, bro.
Very
good luck with the test, man. Man, geez, tomorrow, 6:25 is getting up there. Meg's dream of giving away money continues tomorrow.
Fingers crossed it's tomorrow.
Hey, guys, have a great day. Of course, hopefully we get some more news about whether or not this lockdown's continuing. Let me tell you, it is.
I'd say a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
Considering how things are going.
Stay safe, wash your hands, and stay home if you're sick, like Andrew. It's so important. Guys, 105 minutes commercial free is coming up next with Jackson, though. What's on the way, man?
Yo, jump on board the 105-minute commercial free train coming up after 9 o'clock on UFM. Dua Lipa in the playlist, IDGA. So naughty if you don't censor it, right? It's coming up. Glass Animals, Heat Waves. I'll chuck that in the playlist as well. Yeah, I'm breathing. Tom Grennan's Little Bit of Love. It kicks things off after 9 o'clock on UFM.
Thank you, sir. What are you up to today, guys?
I have a stack of firewood I want to cut up.
You've been doing that all week.
Yeah, I know. It's just something to do. So I've been spacing it out.
Where do you get it from?
So after a building is demolished, you can go and collect the firewood if you know who to talk to.
Is this for free or you're paying for this?
That's for free, yeah.
Okay. The perks of owning a van.
It's look, after it's been pulled down and all the other tradies have gone, they've said, yep, you can go in and pick up at this address.
Man, so you know how to sniff out a good deal. Free firewood.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know the best part is, because we're in lockdown, we don't have to feel obliged to go over and help.
Well, no.
Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah.
Unless Crevo's offering a really nice meal, I'll do
it.
And anything.
You can't come there anyway, so no one can go anywhere. Yeah, look, it's not too bad. You just got to pull all the nails out of it. It's a bit of work, but it's better than paying for firewood.
How about you, Mick? How was yesterday with your man's birthday?
It was good, all the cooking and everything.
Yeah, good.
But probably going to go home and binge watch The Nanny. That's what I've been doing.
The Nanny!
Yeah, it's on Stan.
Mr. Sheffield!
I don't know what it is. I've got this 90s nostalgia thing at the moment. I've been watching that. I've been watching Frasier.
Is that a brick she's carrying around? Oh, no, it's a mobile phone.
Oh, too Judgy much. McJudge, what are you doing this afternoon?
I'm going. You don't want to know. guys, we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.